It is time for Arts Live and Local. Got a very full show. I do want to mention that wonderful show that was just announced and has a My Day all day today is next weekend, not this weekend. Don't worry, there's plenty going on this weekend. Yes, well, let's start us off with a little music that may sound familiar to many of you. For one reason or another, perhaps you grew up on it. Perhaps when you were a child, you were taken to see the performance. Perhaps you've been in the performance. Of course, we're talking about Nutcracker by Tchaikovsky. We'll have a minute of music, and then my guests will tell you why we're playing it now, as if you don't. So, of course, you do recognize it, Pas de Deux, Dance of the Prince and the Sugar Plum Fairy from Nutcracker. And here to talk about our local performance, and wherever you are in this country or in this world, perhaps you're having your own performance right here in Astoria, I have Jean Peterson here to talk about the Little Ballet Theater's 43rd annual production of The Nutcracker. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Carol. Great to be here.
Yes, and with her is Corey Peterson, who's one of our regulars on the show. This time he's here because he is the conductor of the live orchestra, which we are so fortunate to have here in Astoria. So welcome, Corey.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Okay. When's it happening? And tell us a little bit about it.
It's going to be happening December 2nd at 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, December 3rd at 2 p.m. in the Astoria High School Auditorium.
Where it's been forever?
It's been forever, yes.
Did it actually start there?
The very, very first performance was a 20-minute performance. On before the children's free cartoons at the old Riviera Theater.
Which is now the Columbian.
Which is now the Columbian, wow. Yes. So they wanted something to entertain the children before the cartoons started. Called us and said, what could you do? And I said, well, I guess we could do something from the Nutcracker. It's holiday time.
Right.
So we did a 20-minute version with an LP record sitting on a chair. Phonograph.
Oh, my gosh.
Phonograph sitting on a chair.
That's
how it started.
Yeah, that was courageous because all you have to do is stamp a little too hard.
No one could get near that chair.
Exactly.
Yes.
Wow. That's pretty incredible that the Nutcracker was the warm-up for cartoons.
I need
to digest
did
that.
Did lots of exposure for the Nutcracker, I will say.
Yes. So then what happened?
Well, then the following year, I think we did a gala where we invited different dancers from companies. The Royal Winnipeg Ballet came, and we had somebody from the Pacific Northwest Ballet came, and we did a gala with little excerpts of the Nutcracker. And then from there, it just kept growing and growing until we started doing the full length in about 1978 when we started doing the full.
When did you move over to the high school?
Right away that second year.
Oh, you did.
First year was Riviera, and then we moved to the high school.
Wow. Well, we still have guests coming, but not quite as many from because you've developed a whole company.
Well, actually, we've always had just those guests. Our dancers have filled all the roles. Mm-hmm. And then each year we have invited guest artists to do the primary pas de deux, the snow pas de deux, and the grand pas de deux in Act Two. So those are the two major things that we fill with guest artists from major companies.
Yes, and it's the Oregon Ballet.
Oregon Ballet Theater, again, this year we're thrilled to have Kevin Irving's permission to bring those dancers here.
Excellent.
So it's excellent.
Excellent. How many dancers do you have performing? It's a huge production.
Well, we have approximately 60 dancers on stage, and then we have the 12-voice choir in the Kingdom of Snow, and then the guest artists.
Mm-hmm. And Corey, what kind of an orchestra, and when did that start, by the way?
You mean the orchestra?
Was that before Corey's time?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Our first conductor was John Ogren. He was an educator at the Warrenton School District. And then following his departure, then we had Lee Stromquist came to us, and he was with us for 13 years.
Oh, wow.
Yes, marvelous. Yes. And then he suggested we call this young new Corey Peterson, and we did, and here we are, and we're thrilled.
Good move, good move. Corey can't say no. I noticed that. Hey. So how many folks do you have in your orchestra?
Well, so we start our hiring around August, so all the way up till last week, we now have 49 musicians on tap. So,
holy cow.
Spanning from all the way up to Seattle, we've got a whole new clientele from Seattle in the last four years. And then we've got a bunch down in Portland, Eugene, Washougal, Washington, and then obviously a lot of locals as well.
Of course, yeah. So they come, they stay overnight, and they look how the arts is humongously benefiting the community economically as well as artistically.
They come and stay overnight at bed and breakfasts and hotels that have donated two nights each.
Wow.
Which is a huge, huge donation that we've received from these wonderful people that own the hotels and motels.
And they're all in the program, I presume.
And they're all in the program. Yeah. Yes,
so,
they are.
Okay, now, to get more logistics before I want to talk about the actual piece, because I have a feeling there are still some people who think dance and think classical music.
Exactly.
Yes. So we want to show why this is such a magical piece. First, though, and we'll repeat it again later, how do people get their tickets? And it's, again, Saturday, the 2nd of December. That's next week. Two performances. Wow. 2:00 and 7:30. And then the next day, Sunday, is 2 p.m.
That's correct.
Okay. Where do they get their tickets?
Tickets are available at the Liberty Theater box office, which, not to confuse people, because the tickets are sold at the Liberty and online at the Liberty Theater. But also, but the performance is at the Astoria High School Auditorium.
So
we want to be sure that they understand that. And then at the box office at the Auditorium, Astoria, 1 hour before each performance.
Okay. And libertyastoria.org. Is the website
for the tickets.
And the Nutcracker is on it.
Yes.
And you can get your tickets online. Okay, so why should people come and see this?
Well, I think it's the beginning of Christmas. I have people tell me every day, just even in the grocery store, people will stop and say, you know, I come to the Nutcracker because it starts my holiday season. And so I keep saying, that's why it keeps us going when we hear that.
Yeah.
So it's a traditional family story. And it is highlights the family togetherness and the loving each other. And it's just it's a dream come true for Clara.
Literally a dream.
A dream, yes. And so I just think it has all the wonderful aspects of it that's truly family tradition.
I'm going to agree with Jeannie also. I have, you know, with my school teaching out in Jewel, I teach kids roughly about a week before we pull out the Nutcracker stuff. We have a whole, about a four-day curriculum that we put together, and just the way their eyes light up, and a little bit surprised thinking it was only dance, not realizing there was a story with the whole concept is interesting.
Yeah, and the magic involved is wonderful. I think also anybody who has children, it's so inspiring for children to see other children on stage in a quality performance.
And I think the other beauty of it is to be sitting there and seeing the dancers, seeing all the color, but sitting there also watching the live orchestra. I mean, we're so lucky to have a live orchestra.
Absolutely.
I cannot describe
absolutely,
how
absolutely, yeah.
well
and
we are.
That's true. There are many much larger venues than our mm-hmm. cities that don't
exactly.
use live music.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So are you doing any kind of warm-up for it? I know in the past you had things like Pinot and Pirouettes.
No, we are not this year. No, okay. We're concentrating on one of the new things that we're doing is trying to attract as many new people, because as you said, a lot of people do not know
right.
anything about it, or what it, even Nutcracker, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and who is Tchaikovsky?
Yeah, yeah. So we're educating all the time.
Right.
And so one of the things that we're doing special this year is we're having an active military discount on Saturday for any valid ID from the military. And then you'll get $5.
Past and present.
Just active.
Active
military.
Okay. That's an interesting.
And that's for the Saturday afternoon performance.
Okay.
Yes.
Nice.
So, and that will be just at the box office. Those are not at the Liberty.
Right.
Those
right.
are just at our box office.
Right. Nice idea to reach out to an audience that perhaps
yes.
isn't.
Exactly.
Involved.
The other thing we do is on the dress rehearsal night actually becomes a performance. We invite all of the assisted living homes in Clatsop County to come, and they bring their clients and they get to see the Nutcracker.
Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful outreach mm-hmm. also. Excellent. Okay. Now, if you're neither active military nor in an assisted living, mm-hmm. which is most of my listeners, I'm sure, check this out, the Little Ballet Theater Nutcracker, the 43rd annual with a, how many piece orchestra did you say, 49?
49.
That's incredible, really. And a voice choir and
65 dancers.
65
plus
dancers.
The guest artists.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
From and Oregon Ballet Theater.
And the costuming is quite gorgeous
yes.
as well.
Debbie Barbic has been in charge of that for over 20 years and does an amazing job.
Right. And do you find that some of the kids who start keep on going?
Oh, absolutely. They do.
Yeah.
So the little girl that right now that's the Snow Princess started when she was a grandchild in the party scene.
Oh, lovely.
So when she was 7 years old and now she's 18.
Yeah. Well, we have our own. Now, who's your Dr. Drosselmeyer this year?
Dr. Drosselmeyer is our beloved Dan Sutherland from the Brownsmead Flats. We could not do this show without him.
Well, I love that story because the reason he came on board was, as you know, Jeannie, because his daughter started in it
yes.
when she was 3 years old. And
yes.
I just saw her last night with her own six-month-old
yes,
baby.
I heard about that.
And so this is a shout-out to Hannah
mm-hmm. yes,
and
wonderful.
Max and, of course, Dan. It's a family affair on stage and off stage.
It is.
So check it out, folks, the Little Ballet Theater. Jeannie, can you just tell us now, I always just marvel. You're not seeing this person who's sitting here with me, but she is one of the most dynamic young people in our community. When did you start Maddox Dance Studio?
Well, actually, I think I was about 13 when I started. We had just firstly moved to Astoria at that time.
And when was that?
That was in 1949.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have to do the math on age, but you can do the math on knowing how long Jeannie Maddox Peterson has been keeping dance alive in this community. And for that, we are very grateful.
We keep it alive because we have so many wonderful kids that want it to be alive.
Yeah.
And they're living it as well as I am.
Right. Absolutely. So come and join and get involved. And if you have little kids, be sure to bring them. And the next thing you know, they'll be dancing on stage.
And if they're really tiny, I would say bring a pillow for the chairs. The chairs kind of slope back.
Right.
So, and they can get caught in the chair if they slide back. I had one of my daughters had episode when she was little.
Oh, no.
So you have to watch the seat when they sit down.
Yes, this is a high school auditorium.
So bring a pillow.
And stay tuned because Corey Peterson, in addition to leading the Nutcracker Orchestra, also conducts two other orchestras, the Columbia River Symphony. He'll be back next week to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
And also
North Coast Chamber Orchestra.
Oh, North Coast Chamber mm-hmm. Orchestra,
wonderful.
Who just had a performance.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're We are just so rich in the arts.
We are.
Thank you both so much for coming.
And thank you for helping keep all the arts alive, too, with your wonderful performances.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carol.
Okay, folks. I hope you've got your calendars out for next week, because I've got more coming from next week as well. Right now, I want to make a dedication for today's show and what's going on in the world.
Well, short shelf life songs come and go. Sometimes topical songs aren't so funny and shouldn't be so funny. Right out of the newspapers, I've been trying to write a song for the last year about Bosnia Herzegovina, and the name that kept sticking with me was Srebrenica, the town that was, to me, Srebrenica is a little bit like Guernica from the Spanish Civil War. It's a town that was devastated by war, where the people were expelled brutally, murderously. And this is a song called On the Road from Srebrenica. On the road from Srebrenica, I saw a woman with two babies and one broken arm. She could only carry one, and one would have to stay behind to quickly die. The gunman shouted orders, and the woman started moving down the road. While the baby in the blanket, lying in the muddy ditch, began to cry. On the road from Srebrenica, blackbirds fly, blackbirds flying overhead. Cry no mercy on the road from Srebrenica, where there's no one left alive to count the dead. On the road from Srebrenica, I saw the men all pulled aside and marched away. While their women screamed in terror, all the men went down the pathway to the trees. The sound of guns was muffled by the forest, but the shots went on and on. While the soldiers pushed the women to keep moving, and the rain began to freeze. On the road from Srebrenica, blackbirds flying overhead. Cry no mercy on the road from Srebrenica, where there's no one left alive. On the road from Srebrenica trudged an old man who was bent and stooped and frail. It seemed all hope was gone. I thought he'd never make a mile, but I was wrong. He seemed to have no spirit till he passed the ditch and heard the baby cry. Then he picked the baby up, and in the swirling smoke and flames he moved along. On the road, on the road.
Well, I want to send out thank you that finally, way too late, but at least finally, the perpetrator of the Srebrenica massacre has been put away for life, Mladic. And so sometimes justice does come, even if it comes late, and to all the people who suffered during that time, we dedicate healing now and to all people who are in the need. Well, we heal right here by coming together in community, celebrating one another, celebrating life, celebrating art, making music and dance. And I have here with me Rachel Douglas from the Blue Scorcher and lots of other things I just learned.
Hey, Carol. Hi.
Hi, Rachel. That was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
I was introducing Rachel to my last guests, and it turns out...
We all know each other, so
and
yeah.
And why do you know Corey?
Oh, because I'm in his orchestra.
Thank you.
Yeah.
See,
so.
And that's the kind of community we live in. It's just marvelous. I love it.
Yeah.
So, Rachel, what is going on tomorrow night?
All right. So tomorrow night, the Blue Scorcher Bakery is hosting yet again a dance at the Natal Grange, Saturday, 6 p.m. And last year it was... such a success. We had so many people there. We were just spilling out of the doors and windows, and everybody was laughing and just having a great time.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Natal Grange is out.
Oh, yes. Out in Lewis and Clark. And
4 miles or something?
Yeah, about four miles crossing,
yeah. Something mm-hmm. like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And who's your...
Oh, yes.
Performers.
Yeah. So Dave Ambrose is going to be calling. Mm-hmm. John Allen on fiddle, Larry Moore on mandolin, Randy Weiss on guitar, and Hope Kider on banjo.
Wow.
So
a great band.
Got a great lineup. And so
absolutely.
We're going to go until we fall down. So.
What time does it start?
Six o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. From listening to the names of those musicians, I'm thinking even if you're not up for dancing mm-hmm. or think you're not up mm-hmm. for dancing,
that's
you may
right.
change your mind once you're there, but you could just come and listen
yeah.
and have a blast.
Totally. You can just hang
it's
out.
It's like a terrific concert as well.
Yeah. You will see so many smiling faces there. Yeah.
Oh, that's of good cheer
yes.
as well. If you need any information.
Yes. You can call us at Blue Scorcher Bakery, 338-7473.
7473. That's 338-7473. Do you have mm-hmm. a website that might be?
We do have a website. It's bluescorcher.coop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on our front page. And
okay.
we've got flyers in the doors too.
Great.
So, yeah.
Okay. So you can find the place.
Yeah.
Because that's the only
yeah.
trick.
Yeah.
Because at this time it's dark by then.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Tomorrow evening. The Blue Scorcher second annual dance.
Hope to see you there.
Okay. Thank you so much,
Thank
Rachel.
You.
Okay. Let's listen to some, the kind of music you might be hearing there.
Had you on my mind at first. Took me $20 to behave. I turned to the man with a whiskey grin, swallowed mine, and said to him, no, I'm not gonna put me in my grave. No, I'm not gonna put me in my grave, Lord, Lord. No, I'm not gonna put me in my grave.
Oh, yeah. We'll hear a little bit more from them in a bit. And right now, I have yet another musician, and this is for our beloved Troll Radio Review, and actually the Queen of Radio is here herself.
Oh yeah.
Hi, Debbie.
Gee, thanks.
Twombly.
Thanks for remembering.
Well, Debbie is usually on this side of the board on Saturday mornings for Skinnamarink and on Monday evenings for Bedtime Stories,
exactly.
One of our favorite
yep.
programs. And this time she brought with her one of her guests tomorrow. Hi, David.
Hi, Carol.
Okay, now, David, the first thing we need to do is put to rest the question about how to pronounce your last name.
Rutizer.
That's what I've been saying, despite the spelling I-E. So good.
It was tricky. Right.
David right. Rutizer is here from Portland. He is a man of many skills, including being a folk dancer.
That's
and
right.
That's how we've known each other for probably 25 years.
Yes,
or something.
Yes.
But he's here today because how did this happen, Debbie?
I just met him all on my own last year at Folk Life, just mm-hmm. sitting on a lawn. I don't know why we got to talking to him, and it turned out he knew you. And I said, well, I did this kids' radio program. He says, oh, I do some kids' music.
Mm.
So this guy, I find out more and more about him. He does kids' music. He goes into homes where elders live.
That's right.
You do programs with elders. You've
okay.
got a one-man musical extravaganza of some sort.
That's right, yes.
An occurring event.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Do you wear a bunch of instruments on you, David?
Well, I sing and I play keyboard and ukulele. And yeah, I do dress up when I go into senior assisted living communities, memory care facilities, and so on, which I've been doing since 2004.
Oh my, really?
Yeah,
that's so
yeah.
Cool.
And,
yeah.
And yeah, and then I was asked to do a children's program about 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm really excited to to be on the radio.
So. You can't be playing ukulele, I heard that, and keyboard at the same time.
No, no. Okay. I just do one or the other. I brought my ukulele this weekend.
It's easier to carry, probably,
right.
Too. Okay. So you're going to be on Troll Radio Review, which is tomorrow morning,
right.
11 a.m.
at Fort George. And, you know, when
upstairs.
You talk about all the connections there are, Blue Scorcher, who is sponsoring the dance at the Natal Grange
right.
tomorrow night, which my husband is part of the band.
Right.
Well, Blue Scorcher... They
generously. Yes.
They bring over coffee and treats for
yes.
all of the people at Troll Radio.
Right.
I
right.
mean, it's just
what a community,
they are such
huh?
a community asset.
Yeah.
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 So, and you know, Fort George
donates the space.
They donate the space and the sounds, and I mean, they're mm-hmm. so amazing. We've got, you know, Brian and Jack work so hard to make it happen.
Right.
So
they
And
they're both Coast Community Radio
Absolutely,
programmers.
Yeah.
So
well, on this Thanksgiving program, which is always
yes.
one of our very well-attended shows,
mm-hmm.
I'm very grateful that we've been doing Troll Radio for almost 20 years now. And in addition to having David on the air this time, we also have another Troll premiere
mm-hmm.
event, and we have the Johnson Anderson Trio.
Oh, Johnson Anderson. So there's
us.
Three Johnsons or three Andersons? No.
I think you're going to need to come down and see what it's like. I can tell you one thing. You're going to see some real talent with
oh,
this
good.
Trio. Yeah. And of course, we'll have our Troll Radio house band.
Okay.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. I got a little note from Stinky. He may not be there this
oh,
time.
Oh, well,
so
it'll
we'll
smell
find
better.
More. It'll
anyway.
Smell better. Yeah. So we're looking forward to having a really good show. If there's anybody out there who has never been to Troll Radio, I can't tell you how delightful the live performances are. Kids have a chance to get up and dance. Grown-ups, anybody, kids of all ages can get up and dance. We have so much fun. It's great. And I was just thrilled when I ran into David and I told him about the show and he said he'd come down. And we've been talking a lot about the show and played a little music with the Brownsmead musicians last night. And he just
yeah.
fits right in.
Thank
yeah.
you.
So
Thank
I'm
you
really
so
happy
much.
About that. Oh, and I have to add one last thing about this. And by the way, I hope you... If you get time, you will find our Troll Radio Reviews page on Facebook and like us there. And this time we have a special request from everybody who comes to Troll Radio Review. BYOC.
BYO. Bring your own
chair.
I thought it was cookies, but you told us the schedule.
No, we'll have our own cookies. It turns out there's going to be a wedding downstairs, and all the Fort George chairs are taken for the wedding.
That's hilarious.
So Jack was really stressed about that. And I said, you know, how about if we just ask people to throw lawn chairs in the back seat of their car?
That's a great idea. Yeah. We've done this before in this community again. Uh-huh. Everybody pitch in and make it work. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Okay, so this is the Coast Community Radio, KMUN's live radio broadcast. If you can't come, for example, if you happen to live in Squamish, you know, and you're not going to be here tomorrow.
Or you have a broken leg.
Or you have a broken leg in Tualatin. or you're in Tualatin, yeah. Please listen in on Coast Community Radio. That's 91.9 or 89.5 or coastradio.org. And enjoy the show. David, do you already know exactly what you're going to be playing?
Yeah. I've been making a list.
Okay. And checking it twice?
No. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I hope everyone will tune in.
And
well, you know, I invited David down for Thanksgiving dinner. I thought, since you're coming for Saturday, you might as well come on Thursday. And having David around has been a real kick. Mm-hmm. Often in conversation, quite often, he just bursts into a Broadway tune.
Yeah, I can't help. Something reminds me of something.
I love it.
So it's great entertainment.
Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me out here and for hosting me.
We're delighted. Okay, tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Either be upstairs at the Fort George, bring your own chair, and or tune in to KMUN, KTCB, or coastradio.org, or what's that, if you're holding on to a little box.
Tune in radio.
The app. That's it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's it.
I listened to Troll Radio Review in Mexico one time when somebody subbed for me.
Fantastic.
On TuneIn app. Yeah, and once up on Mount Hood, I listened.
Magic, isn't it?
Yeah,
more magic.
TuneIn Radio. It is magic.
All right. Debbie Twombly and David Rutheiser, my guests from Troll Radio Review.
Thanks, Carol.
Thank you, Carol.
You bet. And also coming to the Sunday afternoon live concert this Sunday at 2 p.m. in Raymond is A Trail Band Holiday. Let's listen to a little bit of the Trail Band. yeah, that's the Trail Band. And they're going to be at the Sunday Afternoon Live at the Raymond Theater, obviously, on Sunday. But they're not here to talk. Who's here to talk is Denise Reed from the North Coast Chorale, the conductor and director, and Marlon Martin from the Clatsop Community Action Regional Food Bank. Did I get that right?
Correct.
That's a lot of words, isn't it? Okay, so you also have something going on this Sunday at 4 o'clock.
Yes, lots of things going on
I'm
Sunday.
I'm telling you, it's not even December yet, and we are going full blast.
Right.
So, it's a Messiah Sing Along and Play Along.
Right.
And it is a benefit for the food bank, which is why I have both guests here. So, Denise, how long has this been going on?
You know what? I don't know. I know that I have done it for 10 years.
Wow.
But I believe the North Coast Chorale participated in a Messiah sing-along. I don't know whether it was the same type of thing before that. So
wow. It always been a play-along as well?
Yes, we've asked for instruments, but some years we haven't gotten instruments to play, but this year we do have some.
Okay, good. And Marlon, how long have you been doing the food bank, leading the food bank?
I joined the food bank in 2007, so I'm in my 11th year.
So you've been working with Messiah, with Denise, actually, both of you. Have been doing this for about 10 years.
Well, we've been working with Denise, or one of our partner agencies have been working with her for a number of years, yes.
What does that mean, partner agencies?
Well, we have 29 partner agencies in the county that we distribute food to in whole cases. And so sometimes one of the agencies themselves were at the concert representing the food banking industry.
My mouth dropped open when you said 29 partners. What does that mean, for example?
They are other organizations like food pantries or emergency shelters or backpack programs or senior citizen organizations that get food from us and in turn deliver it to their immediate customers.
Wow. Wonderful. And so before I come back to the music, what is your preference in terms of people contributing to the food bank?
Well, my preference always goes to the heart of the donor. For some people, giving a can of vegetables or canned food is a very tangible event, and they know it's going to go to a hungry family that needs it. For some people, supporting us financially is what they want to do because they know it also covers some of the expenses of operating. And quite frankly, in our food banking system across the state of Oregon and across the nation in our partnerships with Feeding America, we can actually buy 5 to 6 pounds of food for every dollar.
Oh.
So money goes a long ways in the acquisition of donated food system.
Right, right. But what you're saying is that's excellent, but if someone feels they would prefer to give actual food, then do that.
I'm going to say the same thing my wife always tells me, follow your heart.
Wow. Good lesson, yeah. And Denise, tell us what happens on Sunday. What do people need to do, know, bring?
Besides what they're bringing for the food bank.
If they have
copies of the Messiah and want to sing along, they should bring theirs. We will have some there, but not a large amount. So a lot of people have copies of the Messiah that they've had from childhood, from when they sung in school. Their parents have them, and some have put them in garage sales, but other people have kept theirs.
Which is how some of the other people have them.
Found them, right. And if they have theirs, bring along.
Now, if you don't sing, can you still come?
Yes, sure. You can come and enjoy.
Just hang out and listen and bring something for the food bank.
Right.
That's the focus there. Right. What about the musicians?
Well, we have choir people who have, in fact, sung this for 10 years. But we also have a timpanist, two trumpets, a flute, and a bassoon and double bass who will be doing the cello bass part.
So if somebody out there listening says, I know the Messiah, and I read music, I can play along too. Are they welcome? Or
sure, they are.
They
welcome.
Are.
They're welcome.
And
yes.
Are they going to be up on stage, or how are you doing?
Yeah,
this?
They'll be. The instrumentalists will be on stage.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so the, yeah.
And the are the North Coast Chorale singers going to be mixed in?
Yeah,
with
they will be. They'll be in the audience, most of them. The tenors and basses will usually are on stage on risers. So,
why is that?
It's just my way of setting people together so that they hear each other and enjoy it, even as a singer, enjoy it themselves.
I'm just thinking that people who are a little shaky, it's kind of nice if they can stand next to or near
an
That's experienced person.
Right, definitely.
So mm-hmm. everybody is welcome. Mm-hmm. It is free and open at the Performing Arts Center, 16th and Franklin, our beloved building. The important thing is to, as Marlon says, follow your heart, and that includes not just this season. Am I right, Marlon?
That's
all
right.
Year round. We just kind of focus on this season is the best time that we can pull people together to say, help your neighbor and bring something, bring a check, bring cash, bring a can of something.
Whatever you can do.
Whatever mm-hmm. fits your life.
Budget, right.
And bring your heart mm-hmm. and
right.
join.
And bring your singing voice. And that may not be the, you may not think it's the most brilliant singing voice or the most beautiful, but it is for the music you're singing and for this occasion.
Right. And nobody is going to be, this is not an audition.
No.
You're just coming to enjoy
being
together in community, making music, and benefiting the community.
And, you know, if they come and, well, I don't want to sing all of this or part of this, mm-hmm. that's fine. It's just whoever wants to, just join in when you want to.
Sounds great. Okay. Thank you both for coming. Thanks for putting this on. And Marlon, thanks for all your wonderful work with the food. Regional Food Bank, again, I was surprised. I think a lot of people will be to know that the Clatsop Community Action Regional Food Bank sends food out to 29 agencies. By the way, if somebody can't come but they want to contribute, what should they do?
They can send a check to CCA Regional Food Bank, mm-hmm. 2010 Southeast Chokeberry Avenue in Warrenton.
Okay. Is there any kind of a website or a phone number?
Sure. 503-861-FOOD.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay.
Or www.ccaservices.org.
Okay, folks. If you need that information, call me at 4 o'clock. I've written it down, and you can make your contribution, even if you can't come sing. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you.
You're okay. Welcome. Thank you.
Here's my next guest. Listen in, and then we'll be right back with you.
I'm speed of lightning. We are destroyed by light. There is a sky above us, and it's raining love. It's an acid love.
Well, you're listening to the music of Matt Sheehy, and Matt is here with me in the studio. He is going to be performing tomorrow evening. This is they're workshopping a story and song circle about a strange life in a small logging town. So I just gave Matt a very quick interview because I wasn't really clear. Who is this man? Hi, Matt.
Hi, how's it going? Thanks for having me on.
Welcome to Coast Community Radio. Yeah. So Matt actually is a forester, and he is also a songwriter, and is actually quite well known to a lot of people in the song, in the music business. I don't know about in the forestry business. What about that?
I suppose it's a pretty small community. There's not a lot of us out there that do what I do, but
combining the two. So, mm-hmm. So what does it mean? What's going to be happening tomorrow night? But where did the concept come from? Do you always put your life sort of? Are you a well integrated person? Is that why this forestry and music come together, or?
Yeah, well, this is a new combo for me. Like you said, I've been a musician, songwriter. I've been in bands for years. And at the same time that I was doing that, I had this job as a forester, and I've had this job as a forester for years. And I've had these two very different lives. One, I'm playing music, I'm around a lot of people, I'm collaborating and traveling in vehicles and going to different cities, like spending a lot of time in cities. This whole other life where I'm spending a lot of time alone, because I'm a cruiser, specifically is the name of my job. But
what does that mean?
Well, basically, I just walk around in the woods and I look at trees and I tell people what's going on with their trees. So, I usually do it by myself, or I'll do it with my dog. But so it's like one's totally solitary, one's very mm-hmm. communal. And about a year ago, I played with a band at the TED conference.
Oh, really?
And
nice.
I saw a couple of different things there that made me sort of just realize how songs can be changed by the context that's around the song. So, like, for example, I saw John Legend perform with an inmate from maximum security prison, and we heard from the inmate, and then he sang a song about that inmate. And to have the story and then the song happen, it just like it really was a really emotionally powerful moment for me. And I was like, I took that experience and I was like, I want to do a whole show where I'm just talking about the story of a time that I lived in Aberdeen, Washington. And
yeah, the show is called Aberdeen, by the way. Mm-hmm. I should mention. Let me give those logistics. This is happening tomorrow evening at Gala, which is 1017 Marine Drive in Astoria, that wonderful venue, 7:30 p.m. tomorrow evening. And it is the music and storytelling, as well as visuals by your partner. Is that
or
what?
I've been really fortunate to collaborate with a really brilliant visual artist named Stefan Nadelman. He's made some music videos for Lostlander, my band Lostlander. And he's also done Lostlander's album art and stuff like that too. And he's an animator. He does movies. He did Montage of Heck, which is a documentary about Kurt Cobain, and A Long Strange Trip, which is a documentary about the Grateful Dead. And brilliant guy. Yeah. Love him to death. And I'm so excited that I get to collaborate on this with him. So we've created a visual world for this story to happen in also. So
is it like something will be projected at the same time that you'll be making music and storytelling?
That's exactly it. Yeah. Okay. So kind of imagine
it's multimedia.
Yeah, yeah. So all the lights, like all the lights are being controlled with video projectors. So so we're sort of moving in and out of these different atmospheres and environments through these video projections.
How long have you been working on this?
Stefan and I did our very first workshops in late May. We did 4 shows in Germany, which was kind of super fun, and like Germans were a little freaked out by the whole thing. And so we're hoping to actually premiere it. So we're continuing, like, this is still workshopping it because it's a new idea. We're still figuring stuff out in terms
That's
of like
exciting.
What works, what doesn't. So
I like being in on this, you know, under the ground floor.
Yeah.
Can you give us a little bit of the story?
So I moved to Aberdeen, Washington in 2007. To take a job as a forester. And I was coming out of a really chaotic period of time in my life. And I was going there to escape. And I end up in this little teeny house way out of town in the deep woods, surrounded by these large old growth Doug fir.
Mm, wow.
And I think I'm living alone when I first live out there, but it turns out that I have a downstairs neighbors, this couple named Casey and Flood is his name. His name's Andy Flood, but he goes by Flood. And they're very strange and eccentric people. And
she is the logger?
She's a logger, yeah. She's a cable setter.
Wow.
She's a tough lady.
Are there
lady.
Many women in that business?
No.
I've never heard of them.
Yeah, she's not.
Yeah.
And Flood is he's a hemophiliac. He's kind of a sickly guy. And I just, my life gets kind of intertwined with them, and I end up going down this bizarre rabbit hole.
So now you've put this into your art form.
Yeah.
And we're going to hear some of the story. Is it all through music, or will there be storytelling as well? Or
It's half and half. So
okay,
I'm just going to be telling a story. And then I wrote a bunch of songs during that time period,
right.
So I'll be playing the songs from that time period.
It sounds fantastic. I don't, you know, I love it. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet, but the way I read about what I read about and hearing you talk about it and listening to some of your music, it sounds terrific. Folks, this is happening at Gala tomorrow evening, 7:30. Doors open, I believe, at 6:30. So you can come early and find out more. I jotted down some words: cultural isolation, rural gender roles, sacrifice of individuality for a greater good.
Mm-hmm.
Whose sacrifice are we talking about there?
Well, I'm trying to think of what I can say without giving too much away.
Yeah, you don't want to get...
But, a big part of this is me working out some psychological stuff. You know, just trying to figure out what I want in life and stuff. And watching people make life choices, like especially around family and the way, and the story came about like by making observations as a forester in rural areas of how people make decisions around family versus what people do in the city, and all that stuff comes into play in the story.
Okay, so where do you live now?
I live in Portland.
Okay, so you left Aberdeen. You left this little tiny house in the woods.
Yes.
Yes.
Not to blow the end of the story, but
kidding. And you have a lovely dog, too.
Oh, thank you.
So, okay. Yes. Well, I'm very much looking forward to this. My guest is Matt Sheehy, and together with visuals by Stefan Nadelman, they will be at, and Stefan's going to be there as well.
Stefan will be there to answer questions.
That's what I was going to ask. So there is a Q&A. People will have an opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Astoria Visual Arts is putting this on, Lisa
right.
Smith. And yeah. And so they wanted to have a little panel at the end to answer
right.
some questions
of
and
course.
Stuff. Yeah.
Astoria Visual Arts is... puts together a lot of innovative kinds of it and brings people here.
Yeah, they're great. They're great people. Yeah.
It's a good organization. And then Dinah at Gala with a beautiful space. It should be a very exciting time. Tomorrow night, folks, come on over.
Yeah. And hey, I want to say, like, I as a forester, I spend a ton of time on the coast. And I listen to Coast Community Radio all the time. So it's a total thrill for me to be in here right now talking to you.
Cool.
And yeah, so
this
thanks.
Is your first time on KMUN.
Definitely. But well, that's not true. I called in once when there was like a quiz, and I got through and answered the thing right, and I got like a free meal. But other than that, I've never been on there.
But you've never been personally. So actually, you were, when you walked in this door, you were a virgin. But you are no longer.
You've de-virginized
me.
I did.
I feel very powerful and a little scared. Anyway, thank you so much for coming in. Thanks for bringing Aberdeen to Kala tomorrow night. Looking forward to it.
Sounds great.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. And in the background, I have a little bit of music from Messiah. I'm just going to let you know. Tonight, the Coaster is featuring a Christmas carol. Santa Lucia is happening at Astoria High School this evening, 6:30. And the library, there's stuff happening all over, everywhere the Adrift, of course. The Sou'wester is having a huge weekend. Go to their website, sou'westerlodge.com, and find out about all of their goodies. Get on their news list. Also, the Adrift. You can go to adrifthotel.com and see all their music. Inferno is having a red dress fundraiser for HIV Alliance. Tomorrow, don't forget, Troll Radio Review, 11 a.m., the Peninsula Arts Association has its studio tour. It was today, tomorrow, and Sunday. It is from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m., Saturday and Sunday. And the NCRD has a fair, Seaside Convention, Scorcher Dance, Beach Books, the Performing Arts Center, the Messiah at 4 p.m. That's on Sunday. And so much more going on. Thanks for being here, folks. Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook. And every season, make peace. Thanks.